Welcome to my monthly podcast titled Becoming a Sage. My name is Jan Fried, but you can call me Dr. Jan. I blog about leading, living, and saging, or positive aging. I am passionate about helping people get from where they are to where they want to be, particularly in the second half of life. I also say I'm out to retire the word retirement. We are not retiring, but moving on to something else, and I believe it takes time and intentional thought to successfully move on to what's next in life. Today, I'm interviewing Judy Steyert. She's a retired teacher from the Calgary Board of Education. She has engaged in the research, creation, and presentation of conscious aging, saging courses since 2004. Judy is a certified saging leader with Saging International, conscious aging facilitator in the EONS program, and a soul collage facilitator. Her courses are presented in various venues, conferences, workshops, and retreats. For more information on Judy, please refer to the bio attached to this podcast. Well, welcome to the series, Judy.
Hi, Jen. It's really great to be here.
Well, great. Well, tell us what inspired you to pursue the path of saging, or what is known as conscious aging.
Well, in my career as a math teacher, I kind of reached a time when things needed to change, and that was in 1999, and felt that I was drawn to something that used my right side of the brain, my creative side. And so I quit my job as a high school math teacher in 1999 at age 51 and pursued different types of jobs. I worked as a consultant in an education store. I worked in the skill factory, working at a job called helping the students who had fallen through the cracks. And then I was an education consultant for real estate. And then continuing ed consultant and instructor at the University of Calgary. And then I took a 3-year course once a month called TEAM, which means is an acronym for Togethering Enabling Adults in Ministry. And two ministries were presented. One was social justice and the other one was pastoral care. And I figured I could relate that to boomers becoming seniors. And so a group of 8 women worked with me for a year as I experimented with all kinds of topics related to aging. And then I was handed the book From Aging to Saging by Rabbi Zalman Schachter Shalomi and took the intensive in Gabriola Island just off Vancouver and then did the CSL training in 2003-2004. And I've never looked back on it. It's become my third act. We hear of our lives being in more than two acts. It's not the second half of life. It's maybe our third act and possibly a fourth quarter. And I feel really conscious of aging and sharing ideas about positive aging with anyone I talk to. And I find it's my life. It's not my work. So that's kind of a long answer to what inspired me.
Yeah, no, I love that. It's my life, not necessarily just my work. And I will say that it has changed. This work has changed my life too. But I can't tell you how many times people say they were given the book From Aging to Saging. And it just, it was just, you know, a defining moment, you know?
It was.
Well, tell us more about how you share your wisdom as a sage. You know, I mentioned that you do a variety of things, but what are the most meaningful ways that you share this work?
Well, I found drawn to, since I was already a continuing ed instructor at the University of Calgary, I found I was drawn to put myself out there in the catalog and present something called The Inner Work of the Sage, or Saging with Purpose, Grace, and Ease. And it was something so totally different from what the usual catalog courses were that they took me on immediately. And, you know, for several years, the courses were totally filled. I created a 10-week course related to life review and forgiveness and facing mortality, intergenerational dialogue, leaving a legacy, and the new paradigms of aging. And then I created kind of a following. And the people who were in that class said, well, what do we do next? Mm-hmm. And, so it just seemed like they were where their whole energy was ignited as well. And I created a course called Write. I thought, since we do life review, I created a course called Write to Witness Your Life, related to a movie. You know, as you will know, as we'll discuss later, how movies really impacted my life. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a movie called Shall We Dance, where the female character said, "I married him because if I hadn't, no one would have witnessed his life like I have." And that was a real strong title for me, and because we are the witnesses of our own lives. And that course took off as well. And people shared stories that were just amazing. And then, of course, as you know, the elder wisdom in movies emerged, because that was something they said, okay, what do we do now? And it became my signature course, actually. And I've presented many, many series at the U of C, and also in bookstores and in community centers and wherever. And back in 2008, at our first Saging conference, I presented a session called Autumn Wisdom, where I took the poem Autumn Wisdom by James Miller, I believe it is, and interjected video clips into the poem that I felt described what was going on there. And that was in Ohio in 2008. And since then, I've presented all kinds of series. I also created a course called related to, I forget the title now, but related to Angelis Arian's book called The Second Half of Life, Opening the Eight Gates of Wisdom. And mm-hmm. from that really drew a lot of people too. So I don't know how many times I've presented that course.
No, excellent.
Yeah.
No, that's excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, I met Judy through Saging International, and I've come to know you as the, you know, movie expert on aging and saging. In fact, you've been a great resource to me for my work. And what drew you to the elders in movies, and how has the study of elders in movies impacted you? And you might even throw out a few of your favorites. But it is true. When I go to movies, I'm looking for signs of, and I'm seeing more and more movies catering to boomers in terms of how to live this life, you know, whether it's bucket list or, you know, and sometimes it's comedy, sometimes it's drama, sometimes it's real life issues like Still Alice and, you know, mm-hmm. so, yeah, talk to us about this, because really you are, I consider, the expert in this area.
Well, thanks, Jen. That's great. Yeah, I continue to go. And in fact, I think the latest addition for these upcoming Academy Awards would probably be the Kaminsky method, which stars Michael Douglas. I haven't seen it yet, but looking forward to seeing how he presents in the kind of the staging methods.
Right.
Yeah, I have a lifelong love of music, of movies, sorry. When I was just maybe 5-6 years old, there was a small town, there was a movie theater and a town hall just across the street. And my brother and I think he was 7 and I was 6, we would be sent across the street with a quarter to go to the movies and buy popcorn. And I think from that time on, it just, I could sometimes go, you know, I don't remember when they had the Toonie movies, you could go to movies for $2. I would get into going to them and looking, searching for how did these people display life in general. And then as a saging leader, I looked for the movies, of course, and I think I have many, probably over 100, that provide an immediate opening for discussion. In a book study, you have to read the book and, you know, look for things that are poignant and whatnot. But in the movies, we get to experience it right now, and then have an immediate discussion. And what I get the participants to do is put themselves into the roles of the people that they're watching. How would they react differently? And how did that person display some sort of wisdom of their life experience? And it also created an opening for an interview, and you may be aware of, with Ron Pevney on the Transforming Aging Summit a couple of years ago with the SHIFT Network.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so he wanted me to call it Images of Aging in Film. And so I think I cited it in the hour that I was with him, or 45 minutes. I realized, going through it, I think I cited about 40 movies that really spoke to me about the topics that we were talking about then. And I got calls actually from all over the world, because I didn't give the list out just because that's a lot of research. But I said, you know, if you call me at, you know, if you email me at this address, I will send the list to you. And I did that. And I got emails from all over the world, you know, people saying, well, I'm a gerontologist, I'm a minister, I'm a professor, I'm whatever. And that was just the most exciting thing that I did. And I was just so happy to share with them the series that I had used mm-hmm. already in movies. And then we spent some time in Palm Springs area a few years, and I joined a group. I always look for the saging people are wherever I go. And I found a group called Women of Wisdom at Beaumont, just outside Palm Springs. And there I worked. They wanted me to present to their group last year. And I researched, since it was women, the lives of 20 women elders in film. So all of them were 55 plus. And to see if they really walked, how they walked their talk, how did they, in their own lives, did they really... were they like that, or was it just a role they were playing? And I found many who do.
Oh, that's
and that awesome. was really exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, what's your mission with this work, Judy? Your mission statement. You know, what is your real what drives you here?
I just feel that so many people are in denial of their wisdom, of their life experience. It's really tough sometimes to have people acknowledge that. And so what I want to do is provide a safe place for older adults to tell their story in a safe environment, to be affirmed in their personal journey, because many people as elders have never ever been able to tell their story because they were told not to, or they were embarrassed or whatever. And I also want to empower elders to step out in confidence to share their wisdom of life experience while creating positive aging conversations. And I can do this in a lineup at an airport. I can do it, you know, just last night I was at a presentation, ideas in this particular small community, and just sharing, well, this is what I do. And people say, well, gee, that's kind of interesting. Why don't we try and get together and see if we can do that too? And I think we're such a model for younger people. I don't know if you're aware of the author Stephen Jenkinson called Come of Age, where he says the next generation is starving for models of eldering. And I think that's our role. It's one of those things that's to step out and really model what an elder can be, and how things can be different, and get rid of all those stereotypes about of ageism, and you know, just work at something that's a more positive and respectful of each other.
Well, I totally respect and admire that mission. Mm-hmm. That's excellent. I'm not familiar with that book. Can you repeat it? Come of Age? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's Stephen Jenkinson. It's called Come of Age. And he actually did a tour something related to that. You can Google that and see. And he commissioned a band who was a fellow who was a really good friend of his. And the book is called Come of Age. And what he did was he told stories, and at the end of each story, the band, the singer in the band, sang songs related to it. Like the songs were created just for that. And he's told all kinds of stories related to aging and being accepted, and couples aging and accepting death. And he just, I think he toured, I don't know if he was in your area, but I know he toured many sites, and you can see that if you Google. So it's Stephen Jenkinson.
Okay.
Come of Age is the book.
Okay, yeah. I'll look that up.
Yeah.
Because that's definitely a great resource. And mm-hmm. Well, in addition to what you've shared, what are some other current projects or activities or other things on your list in this area that you want to work on?
Course of related to aging, related to movies, I was contacted for as a movie previewer for the annual film fest on aging, which we held in Calgary last June.
Oh wow!
And, yeah, based on Jane Fonda's My Third Act, and I've kind of referred to that for May 61 has been my third act as well. She called her film festival Third, capitals THIRD, Act, capitals ACD, and then ION in small letters. So Third Action Film Fest. And it's a film fest on aging related to, dispelling some of the stories about ageism and to celebrate aging in older adults while helping to create an age-positive culture shift and encourage everyone to envision their best third act possible. And so I think I previewed maybe, like, these were shorts, in a film fest, there's short videos, longer ones, feature films and whatnot. And I think I previewed 70 last year. And I was on a committee, and then we rated them, and certain ones were presented. And it went over really well. In fact, one of my interns, I'm a mentor to staging interns with a CSL program with Staging International, mm-hmm. came from Colorado. She came from Colorado to, you may have met her at the conference, who experienced this. And she said, can I come and stay with you and go to this festival? And I said, certainly, what a wonderful way to round out your intern year by going to a film festival on aging. And so this film fest dispels the stereotypes about aging and educates viewers about aging in an enlightening and compelling manner. There were speakers related to different topics, and there were groupings of film. And so I'm on the committee again for this coming year. I think I've watched about 37 videos so far, and again, rating them on topics, any kind of topics related to aging, whether it's caregiving, or ageism, actually, dispelling that. Positive aging, of course, and facing mortality. And relationships, just trying to recall some of the topics. Housing, caregiving, we have mentioned that already. So that's a huge topic for me. And I've kind of cleared my deck, actually, for that. And as you know, for being with my first grandchildren, who are baby twins, who were born in December. And so we're having a wonderful time with them. And my children are twins as well. So their dad is my son.
Right.
And just to kind of go on this parallel journey with them. And my children were also born in December. And so just being present to that and the wonder of that. So okay. Those are my two major projects.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. Wonderful, Judy. Absolutely fabulous. And they are lucky to have you there as a movie reviewer. So they should always keep you on the committee. Well, based on all the work you've done, what else should I have asked you that our listeners need to know about this topic? About aging, saging, I mean, words of wisdom, your best tips, I mean, whatever.
Well, another thing comes to mind, because it's fairly recent, and this was being asked to pay tribute to people who have passed. And I've used Joan Chittister's book, The Gift of Years, as a resource. Mm-hmm. And a couple of years ago, I was asked to pay tribute to my husband's uncle. His name was Roy. And I thought, oh, my goodness, what am I going to do? Because he was 100 years old and passed just a few months after his birthday. And I was almost called to look into this book. And I chose five different dimensions of aging, which she talks about. And just to I put them in front of me here just to list them off. And one of them was dreams. And what I did was read from her book, The Blessing of Each of These Dimensions. There's also the burden of each of these. But I find this as a new project for me. So the blessing of dreams, I chose freedom for Uncle Roy, blessing of that. I chose fulfillment at 100 years, and certainly he was very fulfilled. Nostalgia and tale telling, because that's what he was to me, this wonderful man. And then with the passing of my mother, as the oldest of 14 children, I don't know if you know that.
No, I did not. I did not know that. No.
So I'm really now the elder, and I guess I'm second oldest. My brother is older than I am. And so I thought, well, how could I, you know, show what I've done related to aging and just, you know, bring my mother's 93 years into it as well. And I chose adjustment for her and just related to how many different situations she had to adjust to as a mother. And then I chose relationships because she was such a wonderful friend and just drew people to her. And memories, because we have so many related to her, and we have so many pictures of her and her sisters, actually. They were really a cohesive group. There were four of them all together. And then I chose appreciation, because she was always such a grateful person. So she modeled aging for me in so many ways. And then I chose legacy, which, you know, is one of the main features of our saging program. And this has really made me feel like called to do it. And I tell lots of people about it, and many people are inspired to maybe go through the book and pick their own. Or maybe even more than five, you know, just for the sake of time at a funeral presentation. Many people are inspired to do that. So that's another thing that I'm interested in as well.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, honestly, Judy, I've always been impressed with your creativity and your authenticity, you know, that you just really are a very kind and gracious person, and always thinking of different ways to use this work. And I will say, as I said earlier, I mean, this work has changed my life, and I think, you know, it does for all of us. But, well, the emphasis in this podcast series is on making the rest of life the best of life. And I think, you know, you've reflected that, you know, we have to stay positive. We know there are gifts, and we have to appreciate those gifts and then try to share those gifts with others. And I just think that's wonderful. So, Judy, I want to thank you again, and people will learn from you from listening to this podcast.
Yeah, thank you for asking me. It's great to have you as a friend, and to know that we're on this similar journey together.
We are on this journey together, Judy. So thank you very much, okay?
Okay, be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.